بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala was so kind and merciful. Allah ta'ala had given us a month of Ramadan in which we tried and made the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was easy to refrain from sin in the month of Ramadan because shayateen were chained. Now it becomes more important after the month of Ramadan when shaitan is unchained, unfettered, together with nafs. The effort becomes greater, challenges are more, attractions are more. So now we have to continue the same a'mal we were doing in the month of Ramadan. Therefore, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best of actions are those madima alayh, which are done constantly. Not we do it for 2-3 days, and after that we fall flat, just josh. But that which is done, even though it's done little, but we do it all the time. And in dhikr, they say there must be mudawamat, must be continuous. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, when Allah talks about the dhakirin, Allah talks about making dhikr in abundance. الذاكرين الله كثيرا وذاكرات يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. So dhikr we have to make in abundance. And that is why our mashayikh, the ulama, say that this is the spiritual nourishment of the soul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ, that in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hearts find their contentment, serenity, tranquility, peace. Qadi Thanaullah rahmatullahi alayhi in Tafsir Madhari has mentioned, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, that B, in Arabic it comes with various meanings. He says here it means fi, which means in. That means in the dhikr of Allah. And then he explains, Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi and other mashayikh, other Thanvi rahmatullah also has mentioned, that a person should be submerged. He must immerse himself head to toe in the dhikr of Allah. In other words, his ears must also be in the dhikr of Allah. His eyes must also be in the dhikr of Allah. His heart must be in the dhikr of Allah. His hands and his feet must be in the dhikr of Allah. Like a fish which is immersed in water completely, then and only then the fish is at ease, it is relaxed, it is at home, it is comfortable. And if the fish has to stick out its head for a few moments, it becomes restless. So like that, it should not happen that our eyes are not in the dhikr of Allah. Our tongues are busy making the dhikr of Allah, but our eyes are open and casting lustful glances at women. Then we will not get the complete benefit and effect of dhikr. To get the complete benefit of dhikr. Dhikr is so powerful, so powerful, so powerful. And the effect it has, that as the Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, it's like a person knocking on the door, knocking on the door, knocking. Kalwaqifi al bab. You're standing at the door, you knocking on the door, you want the person inside to open the door. So he said, you can stand there for 1,000 years also. But there will be the day and the time when the person will open the door. So you may have to stand for a long period and carry on knocking, knocking, knocking. That's a dhakir. He'll carry on making the dhikr of Allah. Allah, 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 all the time. But the moment Allah opens his doors of wilayat and the nisbat that he gives, that happens suddenly. In other words, he says, a dhakir who continues his dhikr, there comes the day when he becomes a wali of Allah. Like that person who is knocking on the door, knocking, knocking, knocking. So that takes a long process. It can take years, it can take months, it can take days. But the moment the person opens the door, then he opens it completely and fully. He doesn't open gradually, inch by inch. He opens the door fully. So when Allah opens, and He said that nisbat jab ata hota hai, when Allah makes you His true friend, then it happens immediately and you become His true friend completely. But the point is that we have to make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. We have to stay in the company of the pious, that is musahabat of the pious. We make mudawamat, we must be continuous, and we have to refrain from sins. When a person does these three things, he makes zikr continuously, he stays in the company of the pious people, in good company, he does not find himself in evil company, and he stays away from sins, then he finds that all his limbs are now making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only his tongue is engaged in zikr, but his jawarih, his a'adha, his limbs are also making the zikr of Allah. Then such a person gets kamil nisbat. Now he becomes a true, complete wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore we have this program so to remind us, we all are weak, but if we continue our zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a daily basis, remember who are we remembering? We are talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're bringing Allah. وہ شاید دو جہاں جس دل میں آئے مزے دونوں جہاں سے بھر کر پائے. حضرت حکیم صاحب رحمت برکاتہ says, وہ شاید دو جہاں, that Shah, that king of both the worlds, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he comes into a person's heart, in other words, when Allah becomes our friend, then the enjoyment you get, مزے دونوں جہاں سے بھر کر پائے, the enjoyment, the ecstasy you get is far greater than both the worlds. Because Allah has come into your heart. And that is what we all striving for, that Allah must come into our heart. And therefore, Mashaykh say, when you say, La ilaha illallah, when you say, La, we are negating. We mentioned this in the month of Ramadan, but probably there are new brothers here also. We say, La, we are removing all the false idols from our heart. Taking out all those deities. All the things that we worship in this world. The false deities, the false idols, our businesses, the illicit relationships we have, the maladies of our heart. We remove everything from our heart. And we say, Illallah, we only put in our heart Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Thani rahmatullah said that you must picture when you sing La, that all this filth is coming out of your heart. Everything is coming out. And when you say Illallah, then a pillar of nur from the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hitting directly onto your heart. And the nur and the effulgence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now permeating your heart. And therefore when a person makes dhikr, he feels his peace, his tranquility. He feels the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. So inshallah we make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These tasbihat we make, prescribe by mashayikh, la ilaha illallah. Various virtues mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This la ilaha illallah is so great, so powerful. On the day of Qiyamah, a person will come with 99 registers of all evil deeds placed on his scale. He's got no good deeds, only evil deeds. And suddenly a small piece of paper will be put on the one side of the scale. And all the 99 registers will be thrown out. This one little piece of paper will outweigh those 99 registers. And what is one small bitaqa piece of paper? The kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. So the kalima is so powerful. The name of Allah is so powerful. So when you take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take it in a sweet tone. Think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beloved. Everything is... Imagine the entire world is nothing existing. It is only you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you are hymning and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you from His arsh. And Allah ta'ala is enjoying you calling out to Him. Then we will feel the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because now we are scrubbing with a brush, a very hard, coarse brush, scrubbing our hearts and removing all the impurities. And now the name of Allah comes and Allah comes into your heart. We feel so pure, our hearts feel so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إن الله إلا 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 الله
Again, we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ismul Jalalah. Taking the beautiful name, beautiful way, is the name of our beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we take the name, we picture everything in the world is saying Allah, Allah. The heavens are saying Allah, the skies are saying Allah, the clouds are saying Allah, the rain is saying Allah, the moon is saying Allah, the sun is saying Allah, the stars are saying Allah, the earth is saying Allah, the plants are saying Allah, the trees are saying Allah, the crops are saying Allah, the flowers are saying Allah, the animals are saying Allah, the insects are saying Allah, the sand is saying Allah, the ocean is saying Allah, the mountains are saying Allah, the air is saying Allah, every particle is saying Allah, jinn is saying Allah, man is saying Allah, the angels are saying Allah, and every hair on the body of a mu'min is saying Allah, 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 Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala Sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Allah,
Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah. Koi mujhse pooche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Koi mujhse pooche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Ho jaye mera main ho jaau uska, yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا رؤوف يا رحمن يا كريم يا مغني يا صمد. Oh my most beloved Allah, my most Kareem Allah, my most Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, you have been so generous and so kind upon us, Ya Allah. You have bestowed upon us so many favors and so many bounties, Ya Allah, that we can try and count and count and count all of them. It will be impossible, Ya Allah, to enumerate each one, all of them. Ya Allah, you have given us so much, Ya Allah. You have blessed us with Iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if you did not give us Iman, you would not be sitting in the masjid today, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we would not have made sajda to you, O my Allah. We would not have taken your name, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you have been so kind. You have blessed us with so many bounties, Ya Allah. You have given us food to eat, you have given us air to breathe in, water to drink, you have provided for us shelter and clothing. And Ya Allah, you have made us in Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we make shukr to you for every ni'mat that you have given us, Ya Allah. Ni'mats and bounties that we are well aware of and even those which we are not aware of, Ya Allah.
Oh, may Allah do not snatch away any of the bounties that you have given us, Ya Allah. Therefore, we are making abundant shukr, Ya Allah. You have said, La in shakartum la azidannakum. That if you make shukr, you will increase the bounties, Ya Allah. Oh, may Allah, we ask you for sincere tawbah and istighfar, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in the month of Ramadan, we cried, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we said, Hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, we made those promises and pledges to you that we will not go back to those filthy gunas, my Allah. Ya Allah, we had in the month of Ramadan refrained and abandoned all those sins, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, now Ramadan is over, my Allah. And tonight it is only through your fazal, your kindness, Ya Allah, only tawfiq from you that you made us gather in your house again to take your name, my Allah. Oh my Allah, do not make us go back to the sins, Ya Allah, that we made tawbah from, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us go back. Give us that himmat and courage, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, otherwise nafs and shaitan, they have ganged up against us, my Allah. Ya Allah, are they going to entice us and seduce us, Ya Allah, and subdue us again, my Allah. Ya Allah, before it becomes so difficult for us, oh my Allah, we require that special rahmat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have mentioned in your kalami paak, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِسُوءٍ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. The call of Yusuf alayhi salatu salam. Ya Allah, we are asking you for that special rahmat. When he said, إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. Oh my Allah, give us that khas nazir rahmat, Ya Allah. Just that one merciful glance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, look at us with a merciful glance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are not deserving of your pleasure, my Allah. We are not deserving of that merciful glance, Ya Allah, because we are so disobedient, Ya Allah. We have become so habitual and accustomed to all the wrongs and vices and evil. Ya Allah, that now half of the month of Ramadan, we are just going slowly, slowly, going back to this filth, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, you put a stop to it. You help us, my Allah. We are desperate, my Allah. Without your assistance, we are not going to be able to stay away from the sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many sins. It's not just one or two sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many sins that we are caught up, Ya Allah, in this web of shaitan and nafs, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, but your kindness is such, my Allah. And your rahmat, Ya Allah, supersedes your anger, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your rahmat encompasses everything, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are not ajiz, my Allah. You are qawi, Ya Allah. We are weak, Ya Allah. We are dhaif, Ya Allah. You are ghani. You are not muhtad. You are samad. You are beniyaz, Ya Allah. You are hayy and qayyum. Ya Allah, you do not sleep, you do not die. You are baqi, my Allah. Your khazana, your treasures are full, Ya Allah. Nothing decreases from your treasures, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you lose nothing in helping us, my Allah, and giving us hidayat and forgiving us, my Allah. And even though we are not befitting, Ya Allah, to be in your special list of friends, my Allah, include us, Ya Allah. Put our names, Ya Allah, in the special list of your friends, my Allah. Even though you put us right in the bottom of that list, Ya Allah. But for us, if we have made the grade, Ya Allah, if we have made it in your special list, Ya Allah, when you will boast to the angels that look at my special friends, Ya Allah, and in that list, Ya Allah, you have got our names, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we'll be successful in this world and the Akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we'll be successful in this world and the Akhirat, Ya Allah. Hamara kaam ban jayega. Ya Allah, become ours now, my Allah. We want to become your friend, my Allah. We want to become your friend, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we are weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, dunya, Ya Allah. It is a whole group of boys and or girls or young children playing, my Allah. And then the youngster comes and he wants to be their friend. But they are not prepared to make him their friend, except if he fulfills the conditions. If he tries and he stumbles and he makes mistakes, Ya Allah, eventually, they look at him and they feel mercy and they include him as their friend. Oh, may Allah, you are the most merciful of all those who show mercy. Ya Allah, we are weaker than those toddlers who can't even crawl properly, my Allah. We are searching for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, in your hadith al-Qudsi, you have said, Ibn Adam, utlubni tajidni. Look for me, you will find me. Look for me, you will find me. Ya Allah, even in the searching for you, there's so much of ladhat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there's so much of pleasure just in looking and searching for you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, what will happen to us when we find you, my Allah? Wo shahid-o jaha jis dil mein aaye, mazee dono jaha se bhar kar paaye. Ya Allah, you are the king, Ya Allah, of all kings. You are the king of this world and the king of the akhirat. You are maliki yawmiddin. You will see in the day of qiyamah, limanil mulkul yawm. To whom does everything belong? Lillahi al-wahid al-qahar, to the one Allah all-powerful. Oh, my Allah, become ours, my Allah. Tu hamara banja, hame tera bana le. Ya Allah, if you become ours, everything will become ours, ya Allah. Agar tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Agar tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Oh, my Allah, then shaitan will become happy, ya Allah. If you don't make us your friends, ya Allah, shaitan will become happy because he'll have more people to join him in Jahannam, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, do not make us follow the footsteps of shaitan, ya Allah. Do not make us become, ya Allah, subdued by our nafs and shaitan, ya Allah. Help us, ya Allah, to ward off evil, ya Allah. If we make mistakes, ya Allah, and if we break the tawbah, then to my Allah, you are so kind and so merciful, ya Allah. Forgive us again and again, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us again and again, ya Allah. Save us from the azab of the qabr, ya Allah. Ya Allah, let it not be when we go into the qabr will see from all the people of the world, I hated you the most. Now see how I shall entertain you. And the qabr closes upon the person until his ribs crush. Oh, my Allah, snakes and serpents and pythons and harmful insects will be thrown upon him. Oh, my Allah. Ya Allah, what is going to happen to us in the qabr, my Allah? In the dark box, ya Allah. No person to avail us, no person to help us. It will only be us and our amal, oh my Allah. Help us, give us tawfiq of doing good amal, which you will accept, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us maqbool, ya Allah. Not make us mardood, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the azab of the qabr and azab of jahannam. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Ya Mujir, ya Mujir, ya Mujir. Allah, save us. Our parents, ya Allah, our wives, our children, our family members, our relatives, our friends, our mashayikh, our asatis, our students, ya Allah. Every single ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, all those who have come here tonight also, especially, ya Allah. Forgive each and every one of us, ya Allah. Our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, ya Allah. Forgive them also, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you are the Allah of Ramadan. You are still the Allah, always, my Allah, even out of Ramadan. We have not turned to any other person, ya Allah. We have not gone to any other creation, any other makhluk, my Allah. We haven't gone to anybody else, ya Allah. We are coming back to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are coming back to you, my Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts. Hamare diluku musaffa mujalla bana. Ya Allah, make it be clean. Ya Allah, give us qalbi salim, ya Allah. Give us a qalbun naqi wa taqi. Ya Allah, which is free from all shirk and kufr and nifaq and hasad and anger and pride and arrogance and haughtiness. Oh, my Allah, cleanse our hearts from hasad and jealousy, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, jealousy is eating up our amal, my Allah. We are not realizing it, my Allah. We have so much of hasad that we make plans and plots against people, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are burning inside, my Allah. We are not realizing that what we are doing is only harming us. It will not harm the person upon whom we are just jealous. Oh, my Allah, this anger is destroying our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, in that fury of anger, ya Allah, we blurt out talaq and we divorce our wives, my Allah. And then when it is too late, then we regret, my Allah. In that fury, we talk ill to our parents and we abuse them, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we ridicule the people and we do not give them the rights, oh, my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse our lives and purify us. Make us become naik, salih and pious. Zakirin mein se bana, shakirin mein se bana, muwahideen, mu'mineen, muslimin mein se bana. Ya Allah, give us true knowledge, ilm nafi', ya Allah. Give us rizq halal, tayyib, ya Allah. Give us wholesome sustenance, ya Allah. Give us plentiful and halal, ya Allah. Make our earnings be easy for us, ya Allah. Don't make us have to slog and work so hard, ya Allah, and toil. Make it be easy and give us plentiful, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, all those brothers, ya Allah, and those sisters, ya Allah, who are battling, my Allah. They've got nobody to support them, ya Allah. You make open the doors of sustenance for them. You are Fatah, you are Razak, ya Allah. From unseen sources, ya Allah, you provide for them, ya Allah. Ya Allah, those of our brothers who are battling for a job, ya Allah. So many months have gone past, ya Allah, they can't find a suitable job. You find them, ya Allah, an easy job, ya Allah, easy rozi, ya Allah. Make us become content, ya Allah. Make us make shukr and show gratitude towards you, Allah. Not only by means of our tongue, but means of our amal also, ya Allah. Ya Allah, tu razi banja. Rahmataka narju fala takilna ila anfusina wala ila ahadin min khalqika tarfata'in. Allahumma ina nas'aluka ridaaka wal jannah. Wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wal nar. Ya Allah, give us jannah without any reckoning, ya Allah.
without any hisab kitab, Ya Allah. Oh, may Allah give us maut, Ya Allah, in Medina Sharif. Allahumma rzuqna shahadatan fi sabili. Wal mauta bi baladi habibika sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, in the condition that you are pleased with us, Ya Allah. Strengthen our iman. Give us istiqamah. Give us taqwa. Give us halawat iman. Ya Allah, give us best of dunya. Best of akhirat. Ya Allah, we want your pleasure, my Allah. We want your pleasure. Remove us from all our difficulties, Ya Allah. Whatever problems we have, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it seems as though after Ramadan is finished, Ya Allah, all our problems are heaping up against us again. Ya Allah, remove our social problems, domestic problems, financial problems, Ya Allah. People are suffering depression. Remove the depression, Ya Allah. So many brothers and sisters have got some sicknesses and illnesses, Ya Allah. So many in hospital, Ya Allah. So many are suffering heart problems, Ya Allah. Some have got cancer and various type of diseases, Ya Allah. Some are in the ICU, Ya Allah. There are so many who are sick, Ya Allah. Young, ma'asum, children are not well, my Allah. Grant each one shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim, Ya Allah. All the marhumin, Ya Allah, grant them jannatul firdaus, Ya Allah. Give them the highest maqam, a'la iliyin, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, and give us baril in jannatul baqi. When our turn will come, Ya Allah, make us die with the kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us raise us in the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, in the close proximity of Rasulul Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba ikiram, ridwanullahi ta'ala, alayhi majma'een. Ya Allah, grant us the house of kosar water for the mubarak hands of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect us from the horrifying events of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Oh, may Allah, we've got so many things to ask you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we will ask and ask, Ya Allah, will it stay so long? Ya Allah, eventually we become tired, may Allah. Oh, may Allah, you never become tired, Ya Allah. You are well aware of our conditions, Ya Allah. You are well aware of the condition of Ummat of Rasulullah. Ya Allah, our heart cries, my Allah. Our heart cries, Ya Allah. To see the Ummat in such a condition, Ya Allah, ma'asum children's lives have been taken, Ya Allah. So many countries in the world, Muslims are fighting Muslims, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's so much of bloodshed, Ya Allah, and war. Oh, my Allah, what type of Ramadan they had, Ya Allah. What type of Eid they had, my Allah. And the war continues, my Allah, in so many parts of the world, Ya Allah. So many places, Ya Allah, the Musliman are Muslim, Ya Allah. Protect us from the zulm of the zalimeen, Ya Allah. Protect us from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasideen, from the shar of the shirreer, Ya Allah. Grant us pious company, Ya Allah. Protect our youth from drugs and alcohol and, Ya Allah, womanizing. Protect us from the rave clubs and disco clubs, Ya Allah. Protect our women, Ya Allah. Protect our parents and our children and entire ummat of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين Allah, those who are intending Hajj, Ya Allah, give them Hajj mabroor, maqbool, make it be easy for them. Allah, those who have not gone for Hajj, Ya Allah, grant them, make the asbab, Ya Allah, you provide it for them and take them to Ya Allah, to see Baytullah, to stand before Rauza Mubarak. Ya Allah, take all of us again and again for Hajj and Umrah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many brothers and sisters who have not got suitable partners, Ya Allah. They want to live a chaste and pure life, Ya Allah. Find them suitable partners quick as possible, Ya Allah. They can make proper nikahs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and those who are already married have no children, Ya Allah. Grant them pious children, healthy children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and those who have children, Ya Allah, make the children the coolness of the eyes, Ya Allah. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.